It's time for Taylor Talk, the number one Taylor Swift podcast brought to you by the fan site, taylorswift13.org. So welcome back, everybody, to Taylor Talk Episode 5. I hope you enjoyed Epic Episode 4. We're back now with me. I'm Adam.
I'm Belle.
Jancita.
And I'm Maya.
And just a quick reminder, for all the updates on Taylor Talk, go follow us on Twitter, at TaylorTalk13. Just another quick update, Taylor Talk has made another accomplishment thanks to you guys. We are on iTunes' new and noteworthy list, which is pretty cool because it's the suggested list of podcasts that iTunes staff basically is saying, hey, go listen to these guys, they rock. And we wouldn't have been able to get that recognition without you guys, so thank you all. Just a quick thing to open the show. Last episode, I tried to pronounce something, and I believe it was Filipino? Is that the language?
I think so, Adam.
Okay. So, we got a request from Gonna Be Fearless, at Gonna Be Fearless, who wanted me to say something in Chinese this time, and I'm going to try my hardest. They said, Adam, please say this. And it is Ni Hao Ma, which I don't know what that means.
Means how are you in Chinese.
Oh, how are you in Chinese?
Yeah, I think someone should ask Adam to say something and not tell him what it means until after he says it.
Yeah, let's try and avoid that because I've been fooled before. I've had some people from Israel actually trick me one time. They're all like, say this. And apparently I was saying something naughty and had no idea what I was saying. So just saying. But anyway, let's move on with the show with episode 5. So Belle, if you can give us the calendar, that'd be awesome. Go for it.
You got it. Okay, so first of all, on December 13th, Taylor's birthday is coming up. Most of you know that, some of you might not, but she's going to be 22 years old, so yay, congratulations to Taylor.
Yay!
Yay!
22! She's old now.
I know, she's an old lady. You know, no wonder she's buying quilts and, you know, all that stuff. She's got a cat, she's got quilts, she's set to go.
She's
set to go
from
the old ladiness. And speaking of getting older and everything, my birthday's coming up 10 days after hers.
Yay!
Oh, yeah, that's not getting cheers from me.
The yay and applause there was awesome.
Well, no one else was doing it, so I thought I should be supportive.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
You're
Adam
welcome.
And Jensina, you guys are just mean.
Hey, I did it too. It was in sync with Maya.
Oh.
Yeah, in all fairness, Jensina did cheer along with Maya. It was just me not supporting your birthday.
Well, you're just the lone man out who stinks. Okay, we don't like you
anymore.
You're not cool.
Okay. I'm okay with that.
But seriously, you guys, like, how many tweets do you think Taylor's going to get on her birthday?
About a million.
Yeah, I think, like, literally, I think probably around a million.
About a million? Yeah, that's probably accurate.
I hope she gets some good celebrity tweets.
Because there's going to be something trending. There's definitely going to be something trending, so people are going to see it.
Hopefully. I don't care what trends on Taylor's birthday, as long as something trends.
I mean, I think there's going to be enough fans just wishing her happy birthday, like not even trying to trend, that like happy birthday Taylor might just end up on the trends on its own, you know?
That's completely possible. So in episode 4, we had this awesome interview with one of Taylor's openers on the Speak Now tour, Charlie Worsham. So again, we just wanted to say thank you and hi! I guess I'm the only one saying hi. Okay.
Hey, Charlie. How you doing?
I would say hi if I talked to him, but hi anyways.
Anyways, Charlie's doing a contest for a free EP. So if you guys want to win that, you have one more week. It ends on Taylor's birthday. And all you have to do is be following at TaylorTalk13 on Twitter and at Charlie Worsham on Twitter.
You have to tweet why you love Charlie with the hashtag Charlie on Taylor Talk, so that way we can track it. We've had so few entries thus far, which is really a shame. If you listen to the prior episode, we played one of Charlie's tracks at the very end of his interview, and he's really, really good. I've been rocking out to him in my car, seriously.
Yeah, I can vouch for that.
Yeah, Jensita can vouch for that. She's here in Vegas with me, and I've been torturing her by blasting Charlie louder than her little ears can handle.
Anyways, it's good, so make sure that you enter this contest, and you have until Taylor's birthday to do so. So yay! Okay, so Taste of Country is having its first annual awards. I think that's kind of awesome and exciting. I love new awards things. Anyways, Taylor's up for 6 of these awards, and her new Katie Meredith is up for 1. She's up for 2011 Cover Performance of the Year for White Blank Page with Mumford & Sons. She's up for 2011 Best Artist to Follow on Twitter. Yay!
Yay!
She's up for 2000 Tour of the Year, Speak Now World Tour. If she does not win this, I will be shocked.
2000, Belle, or 2011?
Did I say 2000?
I believe awesome. She meant 2011.
Well, you know that time machine we were talking about last episode, you know that. Anyway.
Carrying on.
2011 Video of the Year for Mean. 2011 Song of the Year for Mean. 2011 Artist of the Year. She's been on a roll with these this year, so let's really cross our fingers for that one. And 2011 Best New Pet for Meredith the Kitty. Now, Meredith is actually second right now, because Katy Perry's kitty, Kitty Purry, is winning. So you guys need to go and vote for Meredith at tasteofcountry.com. And you have until 11:59 p.m. on January 1st, 2012. In other words, you have until the end of the year. Go rock it. Go get Meredith in first place. Right now.
Meredith better win.
She better. She is the cutest thing.
No offense to Katie and Kitty Purry, but come on, look at Meredith. Look at the little face.
She is just so adorable.
Just want to, like, squeeze her little face. So cute. Okay, anyways, the winners for that will be announced on January 3rd, so I'm nervous and excited, and I really hope Taylor wins all these.
Yeah, make sure you go vote, guys, seriously, because she's nominated. If you include Meredith's nomination, she's up for 7 awards, and she's only winning 2 of them.
Yeah, tasteofcountry.com. Go vote, like, right now, as in pause the show, go vote.
Yep.
We don't love you unless you pause the show and go vote and then come back.
All right, thank you for the calendar, Belle. Let's move on to the news. So, it's been in the news over the last several weeks that, you know, there was rumor floating around about Sony buying out Big Machine Records, who is the one that signed Taylor Swift to her first record. She was their first artist. She was... You know, and they were her first label. Scott Borchetta, who is the CEO and also the same guy who discovered Taylor, was chatting with CNBC about it. And it turns out, you know, it's not that necessarily a super serious discussion. He was basically saying a lot of companies are after Big Machine Records right now because of their culture. He was saying that they're fun. They're young, they're cool, they're a new label, fairly new. I mean, they've been around since Taylor started about 5 years ago. So, you know, in the grand scheme of things, they're pretty young. And he was saying that, you know, it's going to take a lot more than money to get him to sell that label, which the rumor, as rumor has it, Sony was offering them $200 million, which is a large sum of money. But in the words of Scott Borchetta, I have my house, I have my car, I don't really need anything else. So he's like, they're going to have to offer me something pretty amazing for me to want to sell Big Machine Records, which is pretty awesome because I don't want to see him sell that. I mean, he discovered Taylor and, you know, he built it from scratch. So
I just like the fact that Big Machine Records is different than other labels. They're very tolerant of their artists having all of their own opinions and all of their own visions within their music and everything that they do with it. And I'm not saying that, you know, other labels don't do that, but there have been, you know, complaints here and there from artists that feel like they don't get enough creative freedom. And Taylor gets a bunch of creative freedom. And who knows how somebody might want to change the method of a label if they got sold. So I like it just the way it is. Don't, if they broke, don't fix it.
I would agree with that. I don't think they should change anything with Big Machine Records because, like, by empowering your artists to have creative freedom like that, that's what made them successful. That's what made Taylor successful, is that Taylor is allowed to be Taylor. She doesn't have to be who Big Machine Records tells her to be. She can just be herself, and people love her for that.
And also, all the new artists on their label are getting a lot of recognition, like the band Perry signed with them, and... You know, they're pretty new and they're winning awards left and right. So the label is obviously doing something right.
Agreed.
Yeah. Anyway, carrying along. We are smack dab in the middle of the 13 days of Taylor. Now, multiple places have been using that, using the whole 13 days of Taylor thing. So on TaylorSwift.com, they're having all of these sales that are right now just currently for the U.S., and they're basically running one sale a day for 13 days until Taylor's birthday. so far they've had the lithographs on sale, the blankets on sale, the bracelets on sale. We're not really sure, obviously, what they're going to have next, but every day there's a new item. So go check those out if you are a U.S. listener. Then also another 13 days of Taylor promotion, American Greetings, who puts out all the Taylor Swift greeting cards, is having a 13-day promotion, 13 days of Taylor, I should say. And they are giving away fantastic prizes. Like, I looked into the prizes. They are giving away Wonderstruck. They're giving away a Taylor Swift Cybershot camera, a Taylor Swift baby guitar, all kinds of stuff. I guess Belle actually has this guitar. Can you speak to that, Belle, for a sec?
Yeah, I do have the guitar. It's smaller than a normal guitar, and it's, you know, got Taylor Swift on it and a couple of cute little decorations. And what's actually good about this guitar is that it's good for if you're learning guitar, because it's got a smaller fret than a normal guitar, and it's a lot easier on your fingers. Those of you out there who play guitar, I'm sure you all know how hard it was on your fingers when you first started playing. You know, it hurts. Your fingers bleed. If you're playing enough, that is. But this guitar, and it's got a really good sound because it is a Taylor guitar, as in Taylor the guitars and not just Taylor Swift. So it's got a really, really good sound, and it's also really easy to play and learn on. I've been playing guitar for years now, but I love to play the baby Taylor when I'm just sitting at home practicing or trying to learn a song or write a song or anything, because it's just so incredibly easy on your fingers. So I would definitely recommend it.
Cool. So anyone that wants to try and win any of these fantastic prizes, just go to facebook.com/AmericanGreetings and you can enter to win. I've already entered to win. I have yet to win anything, but they're announcing a prize winner every day.
They're actually drawing prize winners every day, but they're not announcing it till after.
Oh, they're not announcing it till after. Mm-hmm. So I guess that's why maybe I did win a prize and I just don't know yet.
So next up in the news is Taylor Swift got a haircut and she tweeted a picture of her and Liz with that. She sported her new do at the billboards for Women of the Year. So there's been pictures up. You can go to the website.
TaylorSwift13.org. In our gallery, we have pictures of Taylor at the Billboard Women in Music event
and
with her new haircut.
Yes. There's an article about Taylor Swift's new bangs. They are interviewing her, and they asked her why she decided to cut her hair. And she explained that she was in a photo shoot and they wanted to do a clip in bangs and straighten her hair. And she said, why don't you just cut them? So they did. And they asked her, is it hard to have bangs with curly hair? She replies, it's actually not. I think I can figure out a way to incorporate them. I was playing around with it in my hotel room and I think that it might work both ways. But we'll see. It's just fun to play around with your hair and change it up. I never change it up, so this is nice. They then asked, what inspired your transformation? And she replied, I wanted to change my look a little bit, and I've loved the way that bangs look on other people. I always seem to want to straighten my hair in the winter, and I think I just decided to go a step further this time. They asked her then, how does your style routinely generally change in the winter? She replied, I usually wear more jeans. Spring and summer, I'm usually dresses and skirts, so winter is like jeans, leggings, tights, dresses, dark colors, and straight hair. Are there any pieces in particular you've invested in for the winter? Taylor's response, I've gotten a lot of rugby and Ralph Lauren stuff because I think it looks very wintry and Christmassy, so that's been stuff I really liked getting. And the last question for Taylor was, what's your go-to New Year's Eve outfit, hair, and makeup? And she replied, it would probably be some sort of sparkly dress and straight hair and maybe a bold smoky eye and nude lip source. So it looks like we'll be seeing a lot of Taylor with straight hair during this winter season. So look out for those pictures. We'll be updating on the site. Taylor also has received 3 Grammy nominations. She received nominations for Best Country Solo Performance for Mean, Best Country Song for Mean, and Best Country Album for Speak Now. And I know she was really excited about Mean being nominated because of it being such a personal song for her. So congratulations, Taylor, and we will be watching those February 12th, 2012. Some past Grammys that she has won were for Fearless in 2010, and she won Album of the Year for Fearless. She won Best Country Album for Fearless, Best Female Country Vocal Performance for White Horse, and Best Country Song for White Horse. So Maya, take it away.
All right. Last couple things we have here. On November 29th was the CMT Artist of the Year event. and Taylor was honored along with Jason Aldean, Kenny Chesney, Lady Antebellum, and Brad Paisley, and she accepted one of the Artist of the Year awards. To honor her, the All-American Rejects did a cover of her song Mean, and they made it a mashup with Gives You Hell. That was pretty cool. As we know, last time she got CMT Artist of the Year, Maroon 5 did a cover of Mine, so that's been sort of a cool thing that they kept up, having other artists doing covers of her songs. And then, just a few days later, on December 2nd, we talked about before, is the Billboard Women in Music event, and Taylor accepted the Billboard Woman of the Year award, which is a pretty big deal. She is the youngest person in history to ever receive that award, so it's really, really exciting. You can see photos from that event and watch the video of her acceptance speech on taylorswift13.org. And also in the video, there's a video from Billboard that, Adam, I don't know if you have it on the site, but
that is the video that I'm that's on the site, probably.
In that video, there's also a clip of Andy Grammer performing a cover of her song Mine, so you can also hear that.
Yeah, that's the video that's on the site.
Okay.
It's all one video, so everything, the acceptance and all that stuff. It's
a really good cover, in my opinion.
The video includes the acceptance speech, her interview with Katie Couric, and also that Andy Grammer cover of her song Mine.
But just like snippets of all of them. It's not the whole thing. It's just sort of snippets of each.
Right. It's kind of cool because it shows Papa Swift, like, he was such a proud dad. He was like videotaping her on his smartphone, which was like the coolest thing.
Yeah, he's super nice. And he's always, I love how he's still sort of, it seems like he's still like, I don't know, he gets excited about like her winning awards or.
I love that he cried on the last day of the concert.
Yeah.
Did he?
Yeah.
Aww.
And I love how he just has pocketfuls of guitar picks all the time. He just wandered into the pit and started handing them to people. Like, he just walked up to me and was like, here, do you want a guitar pick? I was like, of course I do.
Well, yes. Yeah, please, give me a guitar pick.
No, that's okay. I don't need one. No.
No, I'm fine. Actually, I don't.
Say no, seriously.
Anyway, so carrying along, we've got our new segment of If Swifties Ruled the World. We're starting to get so many submissions of these that we're having to narrow it down. So if yours does not get read, apologies. Keep submitting them and taking your best shot. We've got, what, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 of them. So, I don't know. I'll start with the first one. First one was submitted by Sarah B. Via email. She sent it to Taylor Swift, or Taylor Talk at taylorswift13.org. She said, if Swifties ruled the world, then everyone would have a Taylor Swift themed wedding, and every person would say, have a Tay-rific day.
That's cute.
Lucky number A submitted 2. The first one is, if Swifties ruled the world, morals would be common again.
I love that.
Aww.
The second one she submitted was, if Swifties ruled the world, there would be a dance called the Tay, and everyone would have to learn how to awkward dance.
Yes!
Awkward dancing!
That would be so much better than the Dougie. Swifty Forever 76 submitted, if Swifties ruled the world, everyone would be best friends and hatred would no longer exist.
Aww.
Aww. Cute. I love it. Utopian society. Utopian society? I don't know.
Or it's just a Taylor society.
11 Taylor 13 submitted, if Swifties ruled the world, flowers would smell like Wonderstruck.
Don't flowers already smell like Wonderstruck?
Well, it's sort of like a combination of a bunch of different flowers and some raspberries and vanilla and peaches.
Anyway, so the last If Swifties Ruled the World that we're going to read here was submitted by @LoveTayTaySwift, who says, if Swifties ruled the world, everyone would fart Wonderstruck.
No more gas face on the elevator.
Sorry, I just really wanted to read that because I think it's absolutely hilarious. Everyone would fart Wonderstruck.
It's probably the world would be a much better smelling place.
That is true.
I guess.
I mean, you wouldn't have to be embarrassed by farting in public anymore. You could just be like, and everyone would be like, Wonderstruck.
I mean, it would be like equivalent to, you know, spritzing some perfume or something.
All right. So keep submitting those if Swifties ruled the world. You know, either mention us at TaylorTalk13 or # if Swifties ruled the world, and we'll be able to find it. So big day. Couple days ago, the Hours music video came out, It was a concept written by Taylor and directed by Declan Whitebloom, who also directed Mean, so that's pretty cool. And it stars Friday Night Lights Zach Guilford. So, co-hosts, what were your first impressions when you watched it?
It was absolutely hilarious. Like, I was laughing the whole time and just
me too.
Loving it.
Why were you guys laughing? I don't understand.
The whole beginning section with the office. Well, like the part with the printer.
No, oh, that was so
And funny. Then right after that, I think my favorite was the whole thing with the water cooler.
Yeah.
Where she was just standing there, the guy was just like staring at her. I don't know why. It just cracked me up.
Okay, come on. If someone like Taylor Swift was standing next to me at the water cooler, I'd be staring too.
But like also something that sort of struck me was that like it made me sort of happy to see like they actually managed to make her look like a normal person. She looked ordinary. I don't know. I liked it. I'm like, hey, look at that.
Her outfit was kind of a mess.
Oh gosh, those sneakers.
Oh.
Okay, if Taylor Swift was my coworker, I'd be the guy talking to her also. So.
I like when that guy threw a paper airplane at her, and the look she gives him is just like priceless.
She's just like, really? Really?
Taylor, she needs to be an actor.
She did really good in this video. I thought she was hilarious, and it was also really sweet. And like, I don't know, there's just like a lot of niceness to it.
I hear she's being considered for a role.
Yeah, she's being considered for a role.
Les Miserables or something.
I think, isn't she up for Cosette?
Just call it Les Mis and you'll be fine.
Just call it Les Mis?
Yes, right. That's what everyone calls
I'll start
it.
Start with that. That's still a rumor thus far, though. I haven't, you know, every article I've seen on it has been unofficial, so I'm not 100% sure on that, but it'd be cool if it happens.
I would love for her to play Cosette.
She's up for Eponine.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Anyway, we're sidetracked on the movie, talking about the Hours video. So, I mean, what do you think about the negative comments that fans have been giving about... Like, I've seen a couple different things. Like, primarily I've seen people criticizing, oh, Taylor Swift would never work a 9-to-5 office job and ride a Greyhound bus. And it's like, well, that's not the point of the song, is it?
It's a story! It's a music video!
Like, she's not trying to play herself, she's trying to play a character.
Like, I don't even know how to respond to comments like that, to be honest. Like, why are people saying that in the first place? It's part of the video.
I don't understand how anyone cannot like the video. Like, it was absolutely funny, and, like, there's just little quirks and thing that you notice about Taylor that she threw in there when you see, and you're like, oh my gosh, that is so typically Taylor.
Like the cat sticker on her computer.
Yeah, there's, like, four of them.
And hello, Meredith appearance?
Yes.
Oh my goodness, so cute. The first time I watched the video, I was sitting here watching it, and I saw her, and I literally went out loud, Meredith! I did that.
Yeah, what did your roommate think of that, Maya?
Good thing is, I don't have one.
Oh, you don't have a roommate?
I do not.
Oh, that's kind of cool. I just assumed because you're in the dorms, but I assumed wrong.
All
right.
All to myself.
What about the man in the elevator with the banana?
With the banana.
The banana man. Did you guys see Grant's tweet about that?
Yeah. Yes.
He gave a shout out to the guy with the banana.
Yeah, and the awesome mullet.
I don't even know why he was there, but I loved him.
Do you think Taylor handpicked him for the video?
She might have, like, I don't know, like, you know what would be funny?
You know, you have a great mullet, and that reminds me, you have to hold a banana.
Yeah, let's have a guy with a mullet and a banana in the elevator. That would be perfect for this video.
Next time I make a video, I want to find some stranger and be like, can you just hold a strawberry?
No, Belle, a strawberry wouldn't be funny.
It is to me, okay? The strawberries have significance to me in my life, so I'm going to make some stranger hold a strawberry. It would be if it was the only red thing in the entire room.
I liked her pink shoe tape dispenser.
Yes, that was
perfect. Yeah, that was cute.
Yeah, that's one of the subtle things. Just should we bring those up really quick? All the little things that we noticed?
Yeah.
Little things. So real quick, for those who have only watched the video once, you may not have noticed these things. You'll have to slow it down. But
if you've only watched it once, you should go watch it again.
Right now.
That's true, too.
So it's a lot of little things in there.
So some of the little things we noticed offhand were the tape dispenser on Taylor's desk is actually a pink shoe, which is kind of cool. That's for her. Taylor also, she starts the video in sneakers and ends in dress shoes, which I think we noticed at that point that she was carrying the dress shoes, so that's not as weird.
Yeah.
And then also, for those who didn't notice, we were talking about Meredith's cameo. She was actually the computer screensaver, which is kind of cool.
Yeah, that's really fast. Like, you miss that if you're not really paying attention.
So that's very subtle. So now that we told you guys about it, you need to go back and look. So
I guess that actually makes two Meredith cameos.
True. That's true.
In the video.
I know she was playing with Zach Gilford at some point. And then also on the computer screen.
I like it. Now I guess we know what Taylor was doing that day when she took the picture of her and Meredith. Because that's how her hair looked.
That's true. The same as it did in the video. When she was like on the ground with Meredith?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Filming that's the
look. That's the look from that day.
Because I was like, why is she doing her hair like that? She looks so like strange and slightly frumpy. What's going on? Because now I realize it's because of the video.
Yeah, I didn't like so put it together until just now.
Now we know. Right.
Do you think she just adopted Meredith just for the purpose of this video?
No.
Of course not. I mean, have you, you've seen that YouTube video that she posted with her. She is like
in love
with that thing.
Absolutely in love.
Well, come on. For like the last 6 months before she even got Meredith, she could not stop. She had like an addiction to cat videos. She's like, oh my god, I can't deal with this cute kitten.
Cat just videos
over and over and over
cat
again.
Cat shirts and cat coloring books. And
you remember that speech that everything. She made when she was like to Ellen, where she was like, I was on stage and I was thinking, well, I want a cat. Can cats live in hotel rooms? And can I take a cat on the plane? Oh, wait, I'm on stage. Like she could not stop thinking about cats.
So funny to think she's on stage, like, you know, rocking out, when actually in her head she's thinking, like, I want a cat.
Besides, that is typical Taylor, to have, like, these random thoughts in the middle of doing something else.
So, something I've been wondering, and maybe you guys as my co-hosts can answer this for me. On TaylorSwift.com, when they first posted the news about Our's music video coming out on Friday, which was now this past Friday, you know, they said that Taylor revealed a lot about the video, but would not reveal the ending, saying it's a surprise, quote-unquote. What was the surprise at the end?
The fact that her boyfriend was in the military.
Is that it? I don't understand the significance of that, though.
Yeah, it's like that, you know, there's this whole thing, like, because it kind of, I don't know, because you just see him, you don't know what's going on until the end.
Yeah.
Like, you don't understand the whole thing doesn't make sense until the last scene.
Which is kind of funny because we pretty much knew that already, because that was the one thing that was really tweeted about the Ours video, is that Taylor was seen in an airport running up to a guy in uniform.
I think she meant for it to be a surprise. She didn't know that there was going to be paparazzi around and whatever.
But either way,
or she didn't know that people were going to tweet about it. Whatever, you know, I think she probably knew there would be paparazzi because there's paparazzi wherever she goes.
I totally understand, like, the feel of the video, though, because I'm sure we've all had those days where, like, you know, you have to get through an entire day before something you're really looking forward to is going to happen. You know, especially, like, back in high school and stuff. You'd have to sit there at your desk and just be, like, completely...
Like, why can't this day go faster?
Yes! Just looking at the clock, like, every 2 seconds. And looking at your computer or whatever, you know, if you had one or you had notepad or whatever you had in school. And it's just, like, all you want to do is just get a day over with and just get to that moment. So I totally, like, I love that feel of the video because you can really tell that she's just like, oh my god, I cannot take this anymore.
See, I'm wondering, though, if maybe the surprise at the end of the video was not the military man, but if there was some sort of significance around the fact his name was Jones. Like, what is the significance of that? I cannot figure it out for the life of me.
My personal opinion is that it is, like, an easy, generic name.
Yeah, like,
and it has absolutely no significance.
I think people are trying to read into that, and it could be something as simple as that was the name on the uniform that they got loaned, or maybe it has a special significance to one of the people involved in making the video. Like, maybe their son was named Jones, and maybe he died in the military. Maybe they're trying to honor him in that way. Like, we don't really know, but I don't think it has anything to do with Taylor trying to reveal anything about who the song is about or anything like that. So I don't think we need to try to dig into it that far in that aspect.
Yeah,
so
you
don't think it's about Joe Jonas being rumored?
No.
Here's what my question was, and it's not directly related to that, but something I noticed about the song itself is the song, the whole theme of Ours is, you know, about people judging your relationship and a lot of people not approving of your relationship or maybe the person you're with. And you're just like, well, you're not us. You don't know what's going on. But then, you know, if you listen to Dear John, she's saying, well, everyone told me that this guy was bad news and oh crap, they were right. So I almost feel like in a generic way, not in like specific Taylor's life way, but just in a generic way, Ours is sort of a prequel to Dear John.
Yeah, I think there's a good possibility of that.
There was a couple other little things that I noticed, and one, did you see the smiley face in the corkboard with the push pins?
I did. She's standing by the water. Yes.
Yeah.
That was funny. And I love the fact that Taylor, like, high-fives the janitors. That's something only Taylor would probably do. Like,
what are you talking about? I high-five janitors all the time.
Did anyone else think of her tweet when they saw her with the paperclip necklace?
Yes.
Her tweet from whenever that was, that, like, she got something like, I got to rehearsal early and no one else is here, so I'm sitting in the production office by myself making paperclip necklaces.
Oh my gosh, I remember that. That was, like, years ago, though, wasn't it?
No.
No, that was during Speak Now rehearsals.
Was it?
Yeah.
Gosh, I don't even remember. It feels like so long ago to me that she tweeted that.
Any other thoughts on the Ours video?
I don't know. I just think it was really cool and it was kind of nice. I don't know. It was very grown up, but like in a good way.
Yeah, simple and sweet and just something you want to rewatch and laugh about.
I was just thinking about it, like sort of comparing it to like the video for Our Song and just like how much she's grown up and changed, and it's cool.
I would love for her to make more videos with Declan Whitebloom, the director.
Yeah, he seems to be doing a really good job.
Because he also did Mean. And you know what's interesting is something, you know, it struck me. I watched the behind the scenes of Mean and also the behind the scenes of the Hours video. And something that...
Which they're apparently going to be 13 parts of.
Awesome.
13 parts. Oh, go figure. Anyway, something I find like really cool is Taylor was telling the story with Mean video. How basically, I guess the way the structure works with the music videos is you send the song to a bunch of directors, and those that are interested in directing the music video send you back a treatment, which is just a summary of how they foresee the music video going. And
like,
you know,
it's
the
like
artist
storyline too. Like they'll write a whole storyline of what they want the video.
Yeah, exactly. And that's all in the treatment. And then the artist will be like, "Oh, I really like this one. Let's go with this director." So Taylor got give or take about 30 responses. She didn't like any of them, so she's like, forget this. And she just wrote her own treatment and recruited Declan Whitebloom to direct it. Now they're like just such a powerful duo.
Yeah, I guess now this time she already had the idea and she knew that she worked with him so well the first time. I mean, with Mean. So then she just like, hey, I wrote this. You want to direct it for me? And he was like, sure.
And he's, I don't know, he has a really cool accent. Declan.
Seeing her sing that live was just so exciting for me. I know this is not about the video, but I just one random thought.
Yeah, I was that made happy me that I got to see that live too.
Because that's the only time I got to see her.
We all got to see it
live, and
we all got to see it. We were all there.
To see it, and it was lovely.
That was pretty cool. I videotaped it. I haven't put it on YouTube though. I just have it on my own personal videos.
I was freaking out so much, I like forgot.
I have it on my YouTube though. If you wanna,
yeah, go check it out on Jensita's YouTube account, because I don't have it up. But anyway, so on to What Would Taylor Do. This What Would Taylor Do was submitted by @Jensita fans who submit a million things. So if you haven't submitted something, get on it, because Jensita fans are like kicking butt right now.
Yeah, they submit all kinds of stuff. They're like on it.
They submit
you're
a lot
on
of
the
stuff.
Ball.
So, anyway, so you remember last week was discussing the time machine. This week, what would Taylor do if someone in a meet and greet fainted while talking to Taylor?
That must have happened before. There's no way that hasn't happened.
I don't think it's happened, to be honest.
I've heard of people...
How would you know about it?
I've heard of people fainting at her concert, but not like in a meet and greet.
Why would
actually,
people faint at her concert?
I saw someone faint at the show.
When? In New York?
Yeah.
Really?
Do you know that? I don't know if you can see it, but like... it was during Our Song, and there was like a little break, and she ran sort of down the runway, and she like high-fived this girl, and then ran back. I don't know if you saw that, but it was so funny because the girl's just like standing there dancing, and she's got her hands up in the air. Taylor runs over and like grabs her hand, and then runs back, and the girl dropped.
Oh my, oh my gosh! I totally missed that.
Like she was just gone, and I was just like, oh my gosh, what happened? And then a few minutes later, she was up and it was
so fun. How did they respond to that? Like, who took care of this girl?
Some, you know, there's security in the pit. So, and her friends were there. So they, I think they made sure she was okay. And I think they probably took her out and got her like some water or something.
If Taylor had a personal nurse on tour, I mean, she could have taken care of that.
I wouldn't be surprised if she did have medical staff on tour.
I think she does. But I mean, they weren't like, they might have taken care of the girl. I'm not sure. I couldn't really see.
I need to get in on that.
I know, Jensita, you're a nurse. You need to be on tour with Taylor. Although, if it's anything like Vegas, here our security guards are also EMT. So they are, in fact, the Jensitas of... They're the Jensitas of Vegas. But we're veering off topic. Like, how would Taylor react, though, if someone fainted like that during a meet and greet?
Like, if someone just dropped down in front of her, I don't know. Do you think she would, like, bend down and be like, oh my gosh, are you okay? Like...
I think probably she'd, like, get worried and, you know, try to get them some help. And then, because, you know, whenever people start crying, she'll always, like, give them a big hug and, like, you know, like, stroke their hair and be like, it's okay. So I think she'd probably, you know, just go over and help.
Do you think she would stay with them until, like, someone came?
I think so.
I mean, if it's a meet and greet, there are, like, 86 people in that room with her. So right. It would not take very long for someone to get there. So I think they'd probably just hang out and someone would come. And...
Right, but you know how you have, like, 10 seconds with Taylor?
I mean, my feeling would be that if the person was, like, out, they would, like, take them out. If they could get them, like, conscious again, they'd probably, you know, Taylor would probably want them to, like, come back through the line again.
So, do you think, though, if she sent them a get-well card, they would just faint again when they got it?
I might. I don't know. Taylor sent me a card. I might faint.
Oh my gosh, a card from Taylor!
What if they hadn't gotten a picture yet? What if she was, like, holding their camera? Do you think she would have taken a picture of herself with the camera and, like, given it back?
Okay.
What if-
I don't know. My feeling is that if someone really did just, like...
Passed out.
I think if someone...
What if Taylor...
If someone is a meet and greet and they passed out and they had to be taken out, I think she would probably try to make sure that they would still be able to meet her.
What if Taylor just took a picture with the person's unconscious body?
That's what I just said.
That would be awkward. She wouldn't do that.
It would be awkward, but I mean...
She's an awkward dancer, but like that's about where her awkwardness ends, I feel like.
I don't know. So is the general consensus, I think she would just take care of the person. I honestly think she would take care of that person personally. She wouldn't be like snapping her fingers, be like, can we get like a medical person over here, please? I don't think she would do that. I think she would literally like tend to that person.
I think someone else would be snapping their fingers for a medical staff, but she'd just be like, oh my gosh, are you okay?
Like if someone passed out, there are like 16 other people in that meet and greet room with her. Someone is going to get someone, whether she tells them to or not.
Yeah, you know? I don't think she'd have
them. They have to be extra super careful.
And Mama Swift would be there.
I know, Mama Swift would be, like, there on the hop. She would be like, Mama Swift to the rescue!
Cape and all.
So, that brings us to the conclusion of Taylor Talk Episode 5. We hope you enjoyed. Just a quick reminder, go follow at TaylorTalk13 for all the updates on, you know, when our new episodes are coming out and all kinds of fun stuff like that. Go follow at TaylorTalk13. So, for episode 5, this has been Adam,
Belle,
Jensita,
and Maya.
Saying have a great day, guys.
Virtual hand hearts.
Virtual hand hearts.
Bye.
So, bye everyone.
Bye.
We are in no way directly affiliated with Taylor Swift.